This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. I cried
out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Welcome on back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritz in for Spike.
Hey, you were pumped up there, weren't you?
Well, listen, sometimes you got to deliver. Sometimes you got to deliver on 530 Creed. Imagine 530 Creed if we were at Chickie's today.
Oh, my goodness.
You know it's packed down there.
Oh, dude. Yeah, can you imagine if we had started? Would they have heard us?
Well, listen, I think we would have forced them to turn down Ian Eagle and
right.
Whatever.
Ian
we
could, Eagle.
Ian Eagle. And Tom McCarthy. Tom McCarthy on the call last night.
I saw T-Mac last night. I was watching the game.
See,
was it the Michigan game he called?
I believe it was the Michigan
game. Yeah. That was the best game of the night.
Yeah, San Diego.
Last night, yeah.
Now, my only problem is that T-Mac sometimes uses some of the phrases that he uses on Phillies games.
Right.
And that hurts. You know,
would you stop?
He let out a, how about that?
Yeah. Well, the national audience doesn't know
Don't care. Cater to your audience. There's people that are still scarred and miss Phil's baseball, and I need T-Mac to lock in.
Well, the funny thing is, I didn't know he was calling the game. I just heard the voice, and I'm like, man, is that T-Mac?
You're a little confused? Because I feel like with you sometimes, and this is, again, I'm making a leap here. I feel like sometimes you wake up in the middle of the game.
Oh, yeah.
You take a little cat nap.
No doubt about it, brother. Yeah,
You probably woke up a little disoriented. Like, is Phil starting?
Yeah, and it was the late game, too. It was the late game. Somehow, in between the game, I think the game started at 6:30 or 6:45. That set, and then they get the 9 o'clock game. So I think I somehow fell asleep during the 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock games. And I woke up in the middle of those 10 o'clock games.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Terps are destroying Jerry Colangelo's Grand Canyon University. We'd like to see that. Back in on the Terps.
I will be pumped up tonight, though.
Yeah, listen.
I don't need you guys texting me or tweeting at me either.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm only going to get the tweets if
they lose.
Oh, Sparty, it might be an upset.
What happened to your boys? What happened to your boys? I hate that. And that's why I've been neutered on the Phils all year. Now that we're 6 days away.
Right.
Yeah, Jackie Baseballs.
He's back.
Yeah, we don't need a blue chew read today to be locked in. Twitter question.
No, I just heard you singing, what's the name of the song?
One Last Breath by Creed.
One Last Breath.
Yeah.
Well, no, I've just been calling it Creed.
Yeah,
Creed,
it's their only song.
I didn't even know the name.
How did I do, by the way?
It was what I expected.
All right.
It was fine.
I'll take that.
It was monotone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you did a good job.
Yeah,
at least you sang.
You're better than Buzz. Buzz can't do it. Fran, yeah. Awful.
Well, TK. Buzz was completely tone deaf. He was just talking.
Yeah,
while he
well,
was singing.
That makes sense, though. I mean, look at him. You know, he's kind of, you know, there's not much there. The last check-in on our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Last check-in, 58% of people are in on the Phils as a Real World Series contender and 42% out. Wake me up in October. Mm. A little too close for my liking, but it's all right. I get it. They a lot of scars after what happened last year. Now, 21 years ago, Ike, 21 years ago, the Vet got torn down. It was demolished after you guys lost to the Bucks. Mm-hmm. It was a momentous day. See, I only went to the Vet once, which
momentous
is a
day.
Whatever. Don't care. It's 5:35. It's beer 30 for all I care.
Okay.
for all I care. I only have one Vet experience, which is a shame because I think we've lost a little bit of our edge with the Vet being too many Super Bowls and not enough Vet.
It's too much. There's too much excitement. Yeah, too much winning.
Too many beautiful stadiums. You know, not enough grittiness. Yeah. Listen, I know you had to play on concrete.
Yeah, that's the only drawback is that it was concrete.
But it was so loud.
Yeah.
Like, it was so loud.
I enjoyed the Vet. I did. I enjoyed coming out the tunnel, and it was the setup was so weird with the locker room sort of being right there. And we'd come down those steps, and then come up the tunnel, and you'd have people there yelling at you. Because I remember the first year was not very pretty.
Not great.
Yeah. So you had people yelling at you as you go into the tunnel or you're coming out of the tunnel. But just being in the Vet, I agree that there was a different type of fan at the Vet.
Yeah.
You know, the stadium was crap at that time. And I think the fans sort of took on the personality
of the stadium.
Yeah, where you just you didn't want to be welcoming.
Not at all.
Like, right? Not a lot of winning had gone on the last few years of the Vet.
Nope.
And
for the Eagles and the baseball team.
Yeah, we lost a disappointing championship game against the Bucks there. I think that will always be etched in our brains. I know it will for me.
I'm sure.
Still can see Rondé running down the field. Still see it. But I also remember what it was like that opening kickoff in that game. When B. Mitch, we had like a 70-yard return, you know, 80-yard return, something like that. And we scored a touchdown two plays later. I remember when we beat the Giants for the division. I believe it was in 01. Well, we almost lost on a flea flicker. At the end of the game, it was like the last play of the game, it was like some sort of pitchback flea flicker where we wound up tackling the guy out of bounds at like the 2-yard line. He almost scored to win the game for the Giants.
Couldn't imagine.
Remember that? And that was a NFC East clinching game.
Is the B-Mitch thing the lattice it got for you?
For me, yeah. Yeah. Because that was the biggest game I played in the stadium. Now, the Saturday night, when we played Tampa in the playoffs, New Year's Eve.
That's a wild card round.
The game where Hugh got the sacks against Sean King. It was loud that night. It was because that was the first playoff game they had in a few years. It was the first under the Andy Reid new regime with Donovan at quarterback. The city was ready. We were ready. Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, we only had a few of those games where I can be like, yeah, that was a memorable game, right?
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's pretty wild that we've gone. Like, there's a whole generation who has no recollection of the Vet.
Of the Vet, yeah.
Even I'm on the I'm 30, right? 31. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm now in my 30s, and I barely have. I'm hanging on by a thread with my Vet memory. I went to one Phillies Marlins game with my grandparents, and I was on the speed pitch, hit 45 miles an hour at like 8 years old. That's called difference making.
I'm 25 and I have no recollection.
No recollection.
Now
of
my
the Vet.
Phillies memories: the Kevin Millwood no hitter
and Curt Schilling in the shower.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that's one of them.
Ooh boy.
That is one of them. Yeah.
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 Like, what is that new tight end doing?
Yeah.
Here?
That's when Larry Boyle was the manager.
Yeah.
LB was the manager, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to share the we didn't share the locker room, but we shared the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And they just happened to be playing at home while we were spring football. what was it called? It was OTAs. I don't know if it was called OTAs.
Yeah, I think it was spring.
Like mini camp or something it was called. Yeah, they happened to be there, man. Yeah, shilling. Yeah, I remember that, man.
I'm sure it was memorable. sure it was memorable. Terrence is in Springfield. What's happening, T?
Hi, Chris. What's up, man?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Terrence?
I mean, right now, man, I'm a half in, half out on the Phillies.
Oh, come on, Terrence. What's giving you cause for pause?
Here I met with the Phillies. When they lost to the Diamondbacks, I was furious because I know we were the better team that whole year. Like, the whole Major League Baseball, we were the better team. When they lost to the Mets, it was kind of like, you know, a relationship where at first, you know, you get angry and then you just don't care no more. At that point, I was so upset with the Phillies when they lost to the Mets, like, they didn't show up. I feel like we have a veteran roster, right, Fritz?
Mm-hmm.
A veteran roster. I feel like we should be able to, year after year, we should be able to learn from these at-bats in the postseason. We should be able to learn from these collapses in the playoffs. I feel like it's up to these veteran players to make these adjustments to change their approach to the plate, you know, to change their philosophy. We know we got DJ Stubbs and this whole little vibes thing. We got DJ Stubbs sitting down in the minor league. So.
Yeah, so they're taking it seriously now, T.
Man, we see where that got us, though. So you got to take it seriously. And I feel like, you know, Bryce is the leader of this team. I feel like Bryce got to show a little bit of tough love. We got to make some different sacrifices to the team, like we saw with the Eagles, like the change of position, whatever it takes, man. And we know we need Topper to get a little tough on these guys, man. You got to get tougher. You got to keep your eye on the prize because this team has the talent to win it all, but I feel like they're not reaching their full potential. They're getting older, and they're veteran players, and they should know what it takes to change these plate approaches and to change the winning in these big games.
Well, I think that that's what this whole – I think that's what their message has been this whole spring. You know, last year their whole message was we want to win the division, want to get off to a hot start. I think this year with what Bryce said to us and the way that they've talked, it seems like it woke them up. And I said, you know, 2 days ago or whatever, like I don't want them to rely on the magic anymore. Just go be great. Just go be great. You don't have to rely on CBP. It's hard to win there. Just go be an actually great team. I think last year, and this is, it could be wishful thinking, I get it. I think last year was a wake-up call for all of them. And they know that this could be their last run with JT's contract running out, Ranger's contract running out, Schwarber's contract. I mean, this is their last hurrah.
Yep, absolutely. I was about to say that, Fritz. This is their last hurrah. I feel like if they have another collapse, this thing is going to get blown up.
Mm-hmm. I agree. What's bothering you today, T?
Man, I like Howie. I love the Super Bowl, but this Philadelphia Eagles offseason, man, that is bothering me, man.
Yes.
They're bringing in third-stringer bum players for the talent that we lost. It ain't adding up. The math ain't mathing, Howie.
Yeah,
that beer can did some damage, man.
It did. That beer can is going to go down in infamy.
It really is.
If they have some weird draft.
I think people are waiting on that. Like, if the draft isn't satisfying,
they go back to drafting out of TCU,
right,
or something, you know.
Right.
They don't stay with the – well, I guess last year they broke away from it with Quinion and Coop. Not to discredit the Big Ten.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
But
Listen, I hear you. They've been going heavy SEC for the longest, which I had no problem with either. But
it's been weird.
I really do think they believe that the offense is going to have to carry them. Like, it's not that the defense doesn't matter. I don't know if we can count on, at least right now, we can count on the defense that we saw last year.
No, but and they've got, like, if just one of Uche, Ojulari, and Huff can pop, I think they'll be all right.
I'm gonna tell you what else we're gonna need. We're gonna need, whether it's Nephew or there's Nakobe coming back, somebody's gonna have to play next to Zach Bond.
Yeah. Well, the good part about that is that I don't know how much. Listen, I'm not trying to break down defensive systems.
Yeah.
But it was nice that Nakobe had a great year. Great year. And then when he went down, Oren Burks went in, and it was pretty fine.
Yeah.
My hope is that, like, it's almost you can put anyone next to Bond with that line, and it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like Nate Gary out there.
No, I agree. Here's my only concern with that. The defense as a whole was stronger last year, so you can withstand losing a Nakobe Dean.
Sure.
Right, like you were stronger up front. You had CJ on the back end. Like you had Slay on the outside. So the defense was stronger as a whole. Now these guys that are coming in to replace those guys, there's nowhere to hide in the defense. Like you're going to have to make plays. Like you're going to have to be accountable defensively. I looked at Oren Burks initially as long as he's not hurting the defense, I'm fine. He took it a step further and was actually out there making plays.
He was
on the defense. Like that's where Jeremiah is going. If it's Jeremiah is going to be in there playing early, like that's what he's going to sort of be under.
I love that he did the Axeman celebration.
Oh,
Super
man,
Bowl.
Yeah,
gets it.
Get pop some love.
Yeah,
man.
Come on.
Yeah, too, man.
I'm fired about Trout. He looked fine when he was in. Now it wasn't always the biggest moments for Trout last year, but. Him and Kobe.
I agree. Should be. That's one of the things I'm excited about watching next year.
Well, the defense as a whole. I mean, who pops? You know, they're taking a lot of shots in 1 year, guys. I hope Sidney Brown's good. I do.
So do I.
He's fun. He's fun. Like another playmaking, hard hitting safety.
For him, this may be his only shot he gets to be the starter. Like if you don't do it and take it and like grab it now. They may wind up drafting somebody. They may, because what happens is they move on. It's like, okay, he's probably not starter materials. Good player, good backup player, be a great special teams player, but we're going to need a safety. This is like Sidney's opportunity to show he belongs.
It's going to be year three?
Yeah.
Yep, year three. It's time. Josh is in Wilmington. What's happening, Josh?
Oh, what's happening, Ike and Jackie Baseball? Listen, boys, I'm pumped up for the baseball season. I mean, this is one of the best times of the year, like going in, you know, because of everything that goes into baseball season, right? And let's not kid ourselves either. 156 years the game's been played professionally. Mm-hmm. It's played the same way. I want to see the Phillies play the game of baseball like it's been played for 156 years. Let's manufacture some runs.
Bunk guys over.
Yeah, man. Let's do it. Let's manufacture
hit behind runners.
Runs. We're hearing an awful lot about Trey Turner and his speed. Well, then let's get the Ferrari on the damn base paths. You know what I mean? So, listen. Couple things because I've been waiting to just go like I was yesterday, but I didn't take a handful of blue chews. So. the fact that Lionel Simmons got his nickname on that night with Fran Dunphy and all the old timers
and Ike
absolutely
and
Ike was there
hilarious. Okay,
yeah, it was a good tornado today. Always is.
Yeah. Yes, and then we have Elliot Shore Parks. I mean, can we start calling him MIT Shore Parks? Because gee, are you kidding? What? I literally almost drove off the side of the road. Now,
a lot of people did.
Keep it moving. I couldn't hang up being on hold because I love today's next question.
What's bothering you?
I'm that guy, dude. You're like some guy.
You're the fruit stickers guy?
I'm the fruit guy, baby.
Love it.
So anyway, I don't love it. But anyway, what I do dislike, Jackie Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, wait, I got one last thing. Like you mentioned that we don't have anything to worry about with Bryce Harper, right?
Yeah.
And it was a couple of, right? And I agree with you. He said all the right things, Mr. Cookie Cutter himself. However, I've watched his behavior on the internet during this offseason, and I'm going to start calling my man Goat Milk. He's, you know what I mean? What are we doing, Goat Milk? He's hitting our three hole. We don't need Goat Milk. We need you to subscribe to whatever we need to win, Goat Milk.
Well, that's why he's eating healthy.
Yeah, okay. All the goat milk he can get, making smoothies on the internet. So here's the thing, right? What makes me aggravated or upset? Several things, but today, and Jack, you will run into this because as your young ones grow, the things that you have to make in the toaster oven and in the oven for your kids that say the bag is resealable and it never reseals, that's something that annoys the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Boys, have a great weekend. Go Birds. Hey, Goat Milk better perform this year.
He always performs. He always does. Yeah. Appreciate the phone call. I mean, Josh seems like he's bothered by a lot
of food problems.
Yeah, he's got a lot of food problems. My follow-up to ESP that I thought of later is that not only does he think that college athletes should be able to stay in as long as they want, he also thinks that players should be able to bet on themselves. Does he think that players should be able to bet on themselves while staying in college until they're 28 to make even more money? I mean, there's a lot.
Let's just have a lawless program.
I would love to know when he came up with that take.
Yeah. And then sometimes you don't know if he really believes it, but then you're like, he really does believe this.
Well, he gets there. Yeah. Sometimes it was like, oh, he wants to screw with us today.
Right.
But he's had that take for a while behind the scenes, and I'm glad he brought it out. All right, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Jack, are you treating AJ Brown today? Nick in Delaware.
A lot of people wondering that. There was no trades today. And again, it was a simple hypothetical. It was not a rumor. But Devontae for Parsons is back on the table. Just letting everyone know. What's next?
Elliot says that the tush push should be banned because the Eagles are just tired of hearing it. By that rationale, can Elliot be banned? The Delaware Valley.
It's a fair question. That's a fair question. But he is Insider of the Year, which means he's only going to be on the air more. So that could be a loss for everyone out there. What's next?
Waiter, sir, you're done with your meal and paid the check. Is there something else I can help you with? Elliot, I feel like I should just be able to stay here forever. Frank in Ardmore.
Yeah, I think he's going to start saying, I want the meal for free. Like he wants everything. And again, Eagles Insider of the Year is only going to propel him forward. He's going to be a problem for the next year. I would rather the newspaper reporter win next year than Elliot. And we need him knock down a few guys. I know.
The newspaper reporter?
We'll see.
I'd rather have McManus win it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I think it could be the year of the Dumas. Why do I say Dumas?
I have no idea.
It's like when you say theater.
Well, theater is what it is.
In the middle of the country. Yes.
Ian Eagle?
Yeah. Well, Ian Eagle, that's because it should be Ian. I never heard anyone named Ian.
It's Ian.
It's Ian. It's spelled Ian.
No, it's spelled Ian.
No, it's spelled like Ian. But he calls himself Ian.
It's spelled like Ian.
Well, have you seen how Ian's spelled?
Yes.
They're spelled the same way.
Exactly.
He doesn't.
But it's Ian.
No. Ian. It's annoying. It bothers me. He's Ian Eagle. You're not special.
What's Ian Eagle?
Well, why is it Noah Eagle, his son? Like Noah, like you can change his name too?
Just no, Ian Eagle is equivalent to, you know, when you using words, and you say a versus an.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when there's another vowel there, you have to use an, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So that's what Ian Eagle is.
But it's spelled
Ian Eagle doesn't make sense.
Why? His name's Ian.
It's Ian.
Have you ever heard another Ian besides Ian Eagle?
No, I have not.
Okay. I think it's just, he's just trying to stick out.
Okay.
But I'm calling him on it. And if I ever meet him, say, hey, Ian, good to talk to you. What's next?
What's that radio show called again? Ike, Spike, and who? Jake Nevin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bad, Jake. Yeah.
I had no idea who Jake Nevin was. Yeah. That's on me. Conklin told me. Well,
I didn't know either, so.
Yeah. Well, and it's such an old reference. Again, we're trying to update his references sometimes.
We barely remember coaches. We can supposed to remember athletic directors.
From 1985? Are you kidding me? Come on, Conklin, know your audience. What's next?
Chuck's right. When you get on top, you gotta stay on top. Chuck's step stool.
Wow.
Wow.
That's not right. Did Spike send that text in? Can you check the number and see if that was a Spike joke? All right, what's next?
Oh, no. Ben Davis's son seeing the picture of Ike with his underwear pulled over his sweater.
Oh, come on. That's not right. That poor photo, man.
Do not, don't show him that photo.
Yeah. Well, Ike, it was a fun little throwback today.
Brother. Yeah.
We need to
talk to the powers that be to see if we can do this more often.
Yeah. Spikeless Fridays, some are saying. Spikeless Fridays. All right. Well, thanks to everyone that hung out with us today. Always a fun time.
You got Fridge at 6?
Nah, Teeks. Come on, man. I don't work on Fridays.
Deeks is up.
Yep. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pizza Basketball Tourneys. Here, watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you at chickiesandpizza.com. TK Tom Kelly's next here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.